This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
When Father Damien, a Catholic priest who worked with lepers in Hawaii years ago, was making himself a cup of tea in the morning, hot boiling tea, and he spilled the kettle of water, hot water, all over his bare feet. And he said, "I didn't feel a thing." He knew. He had Hansen's disease or leprosy because the nerve endings were dead. And he said the lack of pain at the boiling water was proof to him that he had leprosy. And a lack of conviction in a man's life where you can live like you want to and live like hell, to use that expression, and it doesn't bother you. It can be, I'm not saying it is, but it can be a sign of spiritual deadness. Today we begin a 7-week series called the Penitential Psalms. There are 7 psalms in the book of 150 psalms written by David that Bible scholars refer to as penitential, meaning he's convicted of sin. And most scholars think it's a reflection of the guilt he felt when he committed adultery with Bathsheba, had her husband Uriah murdered at the front of the battle. You know the story. I'm not going to go into the details of that. You've heard it before. And it's after being convicted of his sin, it may have been a year or two before he was under conviction, that he started writing Psalm 6 and then 32 and 38 and 51 and so on. And we'll go through all 7 over the next 7 weeks, where David is convicted for sin. And the different stages, Franz Delitzsch, German Hebrew scholar from years ago, said he believes that this is in order. There is an order that goes on with the first Psalm 6, talking about his initial response is fear of punishment at the hand of God. And I think he may be right. So that's what we're doing next 7 weeks, when God convicts you and when God convicts me, when God convicts all of us. Psalm 6 is where we're at, and we pick it up in verse 1, beginning at chapter 6, 1. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. If you underline in your Bible, would you underline that phrase, save me because of your, God's unfailing love? Verse 8, away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. The Lord accepts my prayer. Beth Tanner is a professor of Old Testament at New Brunswick Seminary in New Brunswick, New Jersey. She talks about how that the last decade, 15, 20 years, has been marked by what she calls the worship wars. Churches of all stripes, churches of all kinds of background, been in conflict over worship style. And she said there's been an idea of saying we've got to be more contemporary, we've got to reach the contemporary audience, and I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but she said the problem has been not with the music per se. The problem has been with the idea that we can't say anything that makes people feel down. We can't say anything, we can't preach anything that makes people feel a little sad. We've got to boost people's egos, and we've got to make people feel good about themselves, and you can't preach passages like Psalm 6. The irony is this: that's what people need. That's what people need. They need to have a sense of conviction, because there is no deliverance in your life without conviction and then repentance. There is no redemption.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.